5. This was the master bedroom. Did you know that people would play lots of practical jokes on the newlyweds on their wedding night? They wouldn't let them get much sleep or let them enjoy their first night of intimacy, poor things. Next to the bed, we can see the cot where the newborn babies would sleep. When they were a little bigger, they'd move into one of the other rooms. In terms of inheritance, they didn't used to split the estate between the children. Everything was left to the heir, who was the eldest son, or to the heiress, if they only had daughters. The other children didn't inherit any property. They had to find other alternatives, like working for the family, or for other families, joining the army, becoming a monk, or priest, or if they could afford it, studying for a degree. On the bed is a curious item, and one that was very useful in winter in the Pyrenees. It's a bed warmer, because as well as not having electric light, they had no heating. This object had several bizarre names, like the little donkey or the fryer. They'd put embers onto the dish and cover them. Then they'd put it between the sheets, and that way the bed was warmed up before they got in it. But they had to be careful that the embers didn't set fire to the bed. Also at the end of the bed is a window that opens into the kitchen. That would let the warmth of the kitchen hearth come in. Next to the bed is a prie-dieu, and various religious objects are scattered around the room. There is an image of Saint Rita, patron of mothers in childbirth, who would be invoked when women were giving birth. There's also a crucifix with holy water that was used to bless oneself before going to sleep or to keep storms away. These things show us how important these beliefs were in people's domestic lives. Shall we go into the kitchen?